A meeting of the crew was called. Joseph faced them across a small heap of supplies, all that was left aboard Pearl Queen. The bellmaker's face was grave as he addressed the assembly.
This is the sum total of our food, and from now on the water is rationed. We must go carefully.
Rosie watched Figgs toddling about, repeating her lament.
Lack-a-day, no tucker's left, no tucker, lack-a-day.
The kindly hare gathered the little otter to her.
Well, I'm not really hungry, don't you know? Give my share to young Figgs here.
Finbar shook his head, saying,
Oh no, ma'am, and all you others who volunteered to give their fiddles to the young'uns. No, it can't be done. We'd all starve and they'd be left alone again. Every beast must take their rations and eat them to keep up strength. That's in order.
Lookouts were posted in the rigging to watch out for land. Benji sat up on the bowsprit with Duddy, Roof and Fatch. They scanned the horizon constantly with no success. Mid-noon became hot and the breeze dropped until Pearl Queen was practically lying becalmed. Joseph filled a water dipper from a pail to give the sea otter his ration.
Looks like that luck you were talking about has run out,
he said. Finbar sipped steadily, his single eye roving the sea.
Keep your chin up, bellmaker. Bit of breeze is all we need to shift us on to fresh fortune.
Benji was the youngest of the four who sat on the bowsprit. He stared unhappily at the empty wastes of water, stretching as far as his eye could see.
Fatch, what'll happen if we don't get food?
He asked. The shrew was the eldest by a season. He winked at Duddy, saying,
If we don't get food, we'll probably have to eat one of the crew. That's what they do at sea, ain't it, mates?
Duddy and Roof went along with the joke.
Oi, that's right. Wonder who Mr. Finbar will pick to cook for supper tonight?
Benji stood up, paws clenched.
He'd better not choose Wincy or Figgs.
Nah, they're too little.
Fatch dismissed the idea early.
Us young'uns are safe. There ain't enough on us to make a decent pan of soup.
Benji was completely taken in. Wide-eyed, he asked.
Does that mean we'll have to eat one of the biggins? Hope it's not Mr. Joseph. I like him.
Ruth thought for a moment.
Four more might taste all right. Or maybe one of the shrews, Logalog. He's plump enough.
I couldn't eat them. They're nice creatures,
Benji said, horrified. Rosie and Figgs were parading around the deck. Rosie was so amused by the little otter maid that she had joined her in the game. They both went about waving their paws, calling aloud together.
Lack-a-day, no tucker. Tucker's gone, lack-a-day.
Passing by the four on the bowsprit, Rosie gave them a wave.
Toodle-pip, chaps. Phew, this is hot work. Lack-a-day.
Fatch cast a sly glance at Rosie and rubbed his paws gleefully.
At least we wouldn't have to put up with Mrs. Woodsorrel laughing all the time,
he said. Roof had not really taken part in the grisly joke, and now, unable to stand any more of it, he put a comforting paw around Benji.
Don't worry, mate. There'll be no beast cooked aboard this ship. I'd like to see anyone try to eat Miss Rosie.